Zoe Iorizzo is a student at Chatham High School. She enjoys writing, painting, doing any kind of music-related activity, and photography. She also loves spending time with her friends.
I believe in fairies. These are words I would say with confidence in third grade. Every day, my toe tapped furiously in class, impatient for the time when the bell would ring and our class would be let free for recess. Once the teachers let us out, we would swarm the playground with laughter and yelling. Kids crawled up the monkey bars like acrobats, and children were tapping their toes by the swing set, waiting for their turn. Throughout all the whoops and screams of the children, my best friend and I were quietly playing by a tree, lost in our imaginations. My friend and I had an obsession with the Disney fairies, which involved Tinkerbell in her world. Not only did we actively play the online game constantly, we assigned each other fairies of our own, and we'd play with them at recess. By our school was a large tree. It provided a good shade around it, and the bark was full of deep crevices, which we claimed were the fairies' homes. Every day, we'd approach the tree and discuss it. Where did the fairies eat? In the crevice at the bottom or the top? Where did they sleep? Did they use the dead or living trees as blankets? Our minds were overflowing with fantasy, impossible things rushing in and out as we spoke about magic and attempted to depict messages from the fairies which we so strongly felt existed. When I went home, I would continue to engage myself in these activities and even think about them at night. At this time, I was occupied with my fantasies. There were practically no worries in my mind, and I occasionally thought about school, but I was usually daydreaming about pointless things. Is this bad? No, it's not. Despite the fact this kind of daydreaming seems like a waste of time, this is what children are supposed to do. We should allow ourselves to have this kind of fun when we are young. We are fortunate enough to live in a place where our childhood can be filled with positive and carefree things. The tree we played in is gone now, and my best friend moved away in sixth grade. However, I made good memories when I was with them, ones I can smile to myself about. Instead of worrying about school and other situations, I was carefree. Innocent and pointless thoughts were the only ones running through my mind. I only expect my worries to worsen as I grow older, but it is calming to remember the time when I only dreamed. We should cherish our childhood, for it is something we will never be able to return to, only look back on. My belief in fairies will forever remain a part of me.